Question 5, Councillor Ben-Kine.
I'd like to thank Jack for his response. As the response says, the large number of visitors to Waterloo presents some challenges in that the public realm needs cleaning more often and maintaining more often, and there are problems in that it contributes towards crime and antisocial behaviour. The figures in the answer show that there are more hotel rooms in Bishop's Ward than there were voters at the last election. And when the current round of hotels being built are finished, there will be one hotel room for every two people living in the ward. A hotel tax, a tourist tax, is found in major cities around the globe, such as New York, Barcelona and Paris, and could generate extra income for the borough at a time when the Tories in Whitehall continue to slash the council's funding. This money could then be spent on necessary additional street cleaning, public realm improvements and policing costs generated by tourism. Roughly around £1.5 million for Bishop's Ward just alone and £2.5 million from Bishop's, Prince's and Oval Wards. So can the council join with the other London boroughs like Camden, who are promoting the introduction of a similar charge, and lobby the Mayor through his London Finance Commission to secure any necessary powers for the capital?
Thank you, Councillor Kind. Would Councillor Lipek respond on behalf of Councillor Hopkins?
I can, Madam Mayor. Thank you very much, Ben, for the question. I think it was really interesting to see the answer written down and just see the extent that Lambeth does rely on the tourist and entertainment trade in terms of employment, 12% of our population versus a sort of 10% in London. I thought it was also very revealing how there are several wards, mine included, and in fact the majority of wards, where you see a table of zeros, and then you see four wards where there are some figures in alongside their name. I think that, in principle, the hotel tax is a good idea, and certainly one that I've discussed with other leaders through the Central London Forward, and I know that's something that both Tessa Jowell championed, and I'm confident that the new mayor will also champion. I think one of the things we discussed there was perhaps to try and look at some reflection of the different parts of a borough, particularly one like Lambeth, which is long and thin, where there may be some purpose in a tax in the areas that you've highlighted, such as Bishop's, but actually in the sort of southern parts of the borough, we might be trying to want to stimulate growth a bit more. So might look at some kind of zoning rather than some kind of pan-London arrangement or even a kind of borough arrangement. But certainly it is a conversation that I'll be pursuing through Central London Forward. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Pegg.